If it's all right, just welcome everyone to this evening's teleconference with Joanie. Many of you already know her, and Joanne and I are so glad you were able to meet us up tonight. My name's Trish. I'm the one that you've been emailing. Joanne and I met at the hypnosis conference, gosh, years ago. And when she told me about the Threads for Unity project, I just knew I had to help. So I organized the teleconference that you're in now. And Joanne, just really, you hold a special place in my heart, girl.
Aww. Thank you.
Yeah,
of course.
In all of our hearts.
That's right.
Okay, pass the Kleenex. Pass the Kleenex.
So true. Well, most of you know Joanne's story from painting historical buildings to painting her beautiful ethereal angels. And a lot of us think of her as the angel lady. And she's painted her portals, and now she's preparing this Threads for Unity project. And, of course, that's what tonight's call is all about. So she'll be sharing with us about her Threads of Unity project, and we just ask that everyone be as quiet as possible. She's going to be recording the call.
Yes.
So that way, should we hit star six? You can hit six, yep, star six, and that should mute you out. But we're also going to be opening it up. Okay, and we're also going to be opening it up for questions. So you'll be able to ask her any questions you might have as well.
Trish, I'm sorry. Did you say we all should hit star six now to mute us out now?
If you want to, we're just asking that it be kind of, you know, quiet so that Joanie's recording. So if you hit star six now, you're welcome to.
Can you join in then if you want to? Or?
Yeah. And then you can ask questions. Joanne will be telling us all about her project and sharing some of the stories. And I know, you know, some of the people who are contributing to the project are on the line. And, of course, she is planning on including them. So you don't have to mute, just that we ask that it be a bit quiet in the background. If you've got a lot going on in the background, if you can star six it, that'd be great.
And then I'm just going to say first, this is Linda Osmond. At some point, something's come up tonight, and I have to leave somewhere in the middle, perhaps. So I'm just going to send love now. So if I go, then I will catch up with everyone later, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Joanie. I love you, too. And
I love you.
Joanie, but you guys all take care, and I'm going to stay as long as I can, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Linda. We'll fill you in on anything you miss, honey.
We'll keep you in our prayers.
Please. Thanks. Okay.
You got it, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Or after a while, or... Okay, Joanne, please tell us more.
Alrighty.
About your project.
Well, thank you, first of all, Trish, for all your help, you know, in just coordinating this. I can't tell you how much it's appreciated. It's a lot of work, and you just made my job a little bit easier, so thank you so much. So what is Threads of Unity? Threads of Unity, the mission statement is, the goal is to bring many people together in unity, whether it be a feeling in their own home, their own heart, or just through a feeling of being connected, you know, to a greater cause or purpose. So in this case, Threads of Unity Project is a global project. And anyone who knows me, I don't do small things. I always take on these large projects. And what was that? What I decided to do is, someone asked me, how did this even get started? And after I finished the Lightworker Conference, which many of you are aware of, you know, it's a project that I do once a year, it's a Lightworker Conference, about a week after it was finished, I hadn't even recouped, and I got an email from Jules Hansen, who was one of our keynote speakers, and she said, Joanie, she says, what do you think of the idea of bringing, you know, artists from all over the world together in unity to perhaps do different paintings about world peace so that we could, you know, raise funds or do something for the Eden event, which is another large conference that takes place once a year with gathered masters. And I basically asked her if she was on drugs because I hadn't even recouped. And I said, you really want to see me in the hospital, don't you, Jay? So I said, look, I can't even think about this right now. I really need to just, you know, chill out for a couple days. And while I was chilling out, I got this idea of, you know, it just seems so overwhelming to bring so many artists of the world together. How would that even play out? I mean, think of how many of those creative people would want to have their own idea of what something should be done, let alone the enormity of it. So I thought there's got to be a different way. And what I started thinking about was, well, what if we collect threads and material from around the world and incorporate it into one painting? And what inspired me was, years ago, I gave a talk at the United Nations when I was involved in World Citizen Diplomats. And I remember Lama Gangshen, who was the head of the World Peace Federation, stood up after my talk and told me, we must find the common thread among all races, all religions, all cultures. And that common thread is unity and love. And I'm like, wow. So, you know, it just, things started to, like, just click as soon as I, you know, put that all together on, you know, in my head, and thought we could do this. First of all, if anybody knows me, they know if I'm not having fun on a project, I'm not going to do it. This should not have to be a lot of work. Whenever you're having fun, and no matter what you do, and it comes from your heart space, then things just flow smoothly, and that is exactly what's happening with this project. I can't begin to tell you how it's opened up so many people's hearts. We have over 35 countries that want to get involved in this. And I'm only talking, guys, 3 weeks that we've been doing this. So when you think about that, it's pretty amazing. What are some of the other questions that came in? What kind of materials is it that you're looking for this Threads of Unity project? Well, first of all, you know that I'm a painter and I'm an artist. I am not a sewer. I'll tell you, I honor any of you guys that can sew. I can't even hem a pair of pants. I'm going to get the duct tape out, guys, because that's just not my thing. So what I'm looking for is threads of all kind, even yarn, fiber. I've even had different fabrics sent to me from all over the world, even little beads, sand. You name it. I mean, it started out as threads, and people are just sending me everything but hubcaps to put into this thing, I swear to God. And I'm starting to collect it now. And somehow these pieces are going to be incorporated into a painting. It's not like it's going to be a tapestry, because I'm not a sewer. So I thought it would be fun if I went through some of the countries that we've heard from and share some of the stories, because anytime we can inspire you, I mean, that's what it's all about. Who knows? I mean, you might end up doing your own project down the road because of this. But I got an email from a fellow from Kenya, Africa. He heard about this through Neil Donald Walsh's site, and he emailed me and said, how can we network together? I told him about the project. He said, this is a noble project. And they were so excited about it in Kenya, Africa, that a school is going to collect their own threads and make their own thread painting and make a spider web. And he said it's going to unite many countries. So I would like, when they're finished, to get photographs of it, and then I could show it, you know, on a website that we'll be designing for this. Australia. I've got people from Australia that came in. You know, I do energy work here, so people from all over the world come to my home. And a lady with her small son came in, and they want to get involved with this. Her husband is from South Africa, so threads are coming in from there. From Bosnia, Mirna, if you can come back on the line, hon, and if you want to share about what is going on with what you shared to me through the email. Are you there, Mirna?
Oh, yes, I am here. Yeah, actually, my friend, she just came here from Bosnia a few days ago, but I didn't even have a chance yet to talk to her to see what she's brought. But,
okay.
Which did you want me to talk about?
I thought it was really awesome the way you had mentioned that for the first time since the war, how there are three of you in the agent in your travel agency.
Yeah.
That's a cool story. But what the names mean?
Yeah, it just brought up when you asked us there at your last conference to say something about peace and love, if I recall.
Yes.
And then it made me think about our names here now.
Yes.
And
my name is Mirna, and it means peaceful.
All right. Are you going to do the show? Yeah. 100%. I'm on the teleconference, but I muted myself out, so I'm going to listen a little longer. So you're ready.
Okay, if someone else...
Okay, so whoever was just talking to their child, please mute, because we're picking that up, and it's making it hard to hear Myrna.
I thought somebody else was talking.
Yeah, you were right, Myrna.
Yeah, sorry. I thought it was intriguing, because in the Balkans, in Croatia, in Bosnia, in Slovenia, in Serbia, there are many, many people who have part of the word peace in their name.
Yes.
You know, it's very, very interesting. There's even a river that's named this Peaceful River, and a lot of people have part of their name the word fear, which means peace. Like mine is here now, and my friend is Mirsad, which means peace now. And actually we have here in the travel agency, we're in Chicago, where we're, you know, mainly focusing on travel to Europe and mainly Southeast Europe. And we just had a new girl come in and start working, and I didn't even think of it until a client walked in and asked the name, and actually her name in English means hope, and she just came from Serbia.
From Serbia.
For example, you know, so we're kind of intriguing.
So
intriguing play with names and with the words with their meanings.
Okay, well, thank you, Mirna. I'm really looking forward to working with you, and I can't wait to meet Mirsad and see your shop downtown. So,
okay, actually, it's Lincoln Square.
Lincoln Square.
And then this Saturday and Sunday, we're doing a little open house. We have some artists who will be coming here, and they'll be presenting their products. One of them is a painter from Croatia who has a company called Art Around the Neck, which she paints on silk.
Okay, great.
So there's shawls and things and artwork, etc. So if anybody wants to come Saturday and Sunday, it's in Lincoln Square.
Okay, thank you, Mirna.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right, so, and then we've got Croatia, Mary Madunik is originally from, is it Split?
Yes.
Mary, are you there, honey?
Can you hear me?
Mary?
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know if I got my...
Yeah. And Mary, if you could get any threads from Croatia, that would be awesome. So
I do have a question, Joanie.
Yes.
Most of the colors that I came across are really like dark. Not dark, but deeper shades of, like, let's say red and orange.
Yeah, we'll find a place for them. Just send them.
Then you usually use, you know, dark green.
Sure.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. We will find a place for you.
Joanie, it's Eileen. I'm getting you that something. I'm going to get you actual fabrics from India.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. And then we've got Ceylon. They sent, we've got little tiny seed beads from there. England, Ed Bizzle, who is a friend who was just in Stonehenge, and he found threads from that region. From France. I just met a lady, a Claudine from Nice, France, and she's going to help with this. She's also a teacher at one of the famous landmark churches in downtown Chicago. So, in Germany, we've got a lady that made a pewter ornament that's all beautiful hearts connecting. And then I met this Ruth Ava from West Berlin, and she's the founder and president of Family Rescue and Development Federation, and I'm going to be meeting with her this weekend. I also met a gal named Sapna Gandhi from India, and she has just bent over backwards. She says, Joanie, what can I do to help you? She says, my mother's connected at the United Nations. She's a business owner on Michigan Avenue, and she has given me some beautiful materials to work with. And anytime we need any crushed gemstone minerals from India, she can get all of that for us. She's also going to be helping me find different art galleries in downtown Chicago so that we can have an open house for this painting and do some wonderful open house. We're looking at Gallery 37 perhaps, but we're looking into several galleries downtown as well. From Ireland, I've got a client from Donegal, Ireland. And Chris Ann, are you there, hon?
I am.
Would you like to say a few words? Chris Ann is from, represents, this is my buddy from New England. We go way back.
Hi, Ted. I'm looking forward to this. It sounds so exciting. And I'm from
my daughter has a picture of herself with the Blarney Stone.
Oh, awesome.
So we'll be sending that over, and we'll get some fabric. And I just sponsored a child from Bogota, Colombia.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if I can get something from her, but I will try.
Okay. And Christiane, you have a newsletter that you want me to do an article for this?
I would love you to do an article for the newsletter. And then what I do is I get it around to the different shops and stores and different health centers.
Okay.
And then go to passfollowers.com online and get complimentary copies.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Christiane.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joanne.
Okay, honey. And then from Italy, we've got several clients from Italy. And Japan, oh my gosh, I've had a rep in Japan now for 5-6 years from Fukuoka. And I also have a dear friend that we just met at a spiritual conference last summer, Haruna. And Haruna has stayed at my house, many weeks this summer. And she just went back to Japan. She's from Shimoto. And she's now involved in a cultural arts program there. So she's really looking forward to working with us from Japan. She's also a movie actress there. And
how about Reverend Leone? Did she...
Yep, I'm getting there. I'm getting there, honey.
From the Philippines.
Yeah, I'm doing this in alphabetical order, so just hang with me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then I've got Kazakhstan, the country of Kazakhstan. When I was in the World Citizen Diplomats, I worked with Lois Nikolai, and I know that we can get in some really awesome things from there. Korea, I've got a gal from Korea that teaches there now. Morocco, someone sent me a beautiful necklace from Morocco with their a pendant that shows what their peace symbol is. I met with somebody from Nepal, and I've got thread hangings from that country. Interestingly, yesterday when I went to buy the canvas to start this material, the gal that sold me the canvas in the art store was from New Zealand, and she was so excited about this project, this Alicia Boxall. She says, oh my gosh, she says, my ancestors, everybody's from New Zealand, and they go way back to the Maorian tribes, and she says, I can get threads from the ancestors' costumes. So when I tell you guys that this thing is flowing so beautifully, and so, there have been just, it's been such a joy to do this. It's every day, there's just laughter, and like, wow, can you believe it? It's so, and then from the Philippines, I just had Leonie Romero, the famous healer, stayed with me for 4 days here, and her mother is a seamstress in Manila. She just flew back on the 11th to her homeland, so she's gathering threads for me there and from Spain, and then she'll be back in the spring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's really excited about this. And then she took a lot of my artwork back to the Philippines, and we're going to be doing some networking where I'm going to fly to the Philippines and stay with her family next November.
Cool.
Yeah. And then St. Martin, I'll be there April 12th to the 19th. That's Dutch and French-owned island. And I'm sure I could find some interesting things there. From Taiwan, I received some beautiful fine gold spun threads from there, a whole bag of them. So those are going to be gorgeous. From Turkey, we have someone that her mother is from there. I also have people that I have black sand from Hawaii. We've got sand from Bell Rock in Sedona, Arizona. From the Ukraine, I've got someone that could work with me from there. Yugoslavia would be back to Mirna again. I'm sure we could. And then I've even got Native American tribes that I've met along the way. Sister, we call her Sister White Dove. I connected with her 5 years ago when I taught out in Grove, Oklahoma. And I really would like to help her as part of this. She's an elder, and she's had all of her things stolen from her, all her important items and we're trying to rebuild that back again. But she does beautiful poetry, and she's done beautiful beadwork for me. Now, from the Oneida tribe, when I taught up in Green Bay, I met some beautiful people up there. Wilma and Trish, was that Janet, honey?
Janice.
Yeah, and they made me a little tobacco pouch that was all hand-beaded, so yeah, I think I could incorporate that somehow in there. Gail Buchholz is...
what do you need? You've got to kind of make a list of all what you do have and then what you don't have.
So I wanted to mention first the countries that, you know, I'm working with now. If you didn't hear a country in there and you have connections with them, You know, I'm open for the materials I'm looking for are different types of threads, all different weights, even yarn. Anything can, if it's thick, it can be pulled apart and used. There's tiny seed beads. Lame, which is like a, it's a heavier, wiry type of thread. The gal from China sent me beautiful silk fabric. Somehow we are going to use all of this. Even if there's a, if someone sends me jewelry, I can use the pattern for it. And you know, when I do this painting, so I'm open to all material. And even if you heard a country mention here, please, I mean, if you've got something, let's use it.
Yeah, I have a beautiful gold metallic.
Oh, that's great.
And it's silk.
That's beautiful.
And it has that little bit of shine in it, you know, it's
yeah.
really pretty.
Right. So the main thing is now, let's collect the material. And I set a deadline originally for March 1st at midnight. Well, I really would like to get it in, you know, sooner than that if possible. If we can get this in by Valentine's Day, you know, that would, it's all about coming from the heart space anyway. I think that would be a great, does everybody feel that that's enough time, mid-February for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
It's so spirit-driven.
So what I'm doing is now, as it comes in, I'm coordinating it by color, you know, and where it comes from, and it just gets organized as soon as it comes in. It's that simple. This is a no-brainer. It shouldn't have to be a lot of work. All I need from you guys is to just find the materials. And everyone keeps telling me this is the way the painting should be. You should do this or that. Anyone who knows how I paint, it's channeled. So I'm not going to know what this thing is going to look like. You know, when spirit starts running, who knows what's going to come out on this canvas. So
now
I'm just as...
I sell all kinds of fabrics. So
okay.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll go over to one of the fabric places where they have a lot of imported fabric.
Okay.
And I'll look and see if there's some different countries.
Oh, great.
You know, anything else that might be different, and I could get a sample of it.
Yeah. I mean, even the tiniest little glass beads that, you know, the Native Americans use when they sew, a lot of those are made in Czechoslovakia. I mean, there's beautiful items out there, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll look and I'll see,
yeah.
you know, which... what I can find.
Okay.
I can always get a sample of it.
All right. One of the other questions is, when is this going to debut? Well, we'd like to debut it at a big event in Yellowstone National Park the week of June 19th. There are people from all over the world that are supposed to converge on Yellowstone, including many tribes coming together. But then I'd also like to debut it and have an opening in somewhere in Chicago. I know Myrna had offered to bring them into her shop somewhere down the line. If you know anybody who has any spiritual shops that we could sell these at, because the proceeds from the sale of this print, I would like to see help other organizations or places in the world where they need help. I'm open to all suggestions. You all have my email, but let me give it to you again, and just in case you don't. It's Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at angelic, A-N-G-E-L-I-C, -art.com. Make sure to put the dash in there or it'll go to someone else's website. And let me give you my website again. It's www.angelic-art.com.
And the mailing address for the fabric?
The mailing address for the fabric. You could send it to Joanne Macko. That's M-A-C-K-O. And my address here is 25W284 Woodstock Court. That's in Naperville, Illinois. Zip is 605-40-3443. Does anybody need me to repeat that? Okay. Does anybody have any questions out there?
Delaney, how large do you think this will be? It's hard to say.
The original or the prints, hon?
Well, actually the original.
The original painting, I believe the canvas that I just bought today or yesterday was like 24 by 36. That does not mean the prints are going to be that big.
Yeah.
So what I usually have, I have a professional photographer will shoot it, and then I will most likely have giclées made. Giclées are prints done on canvas, which are usually about 18 by 24 is average for my giclées. Giclées are the ones that are the finer prints on canvas. They're all hand embellished with foils. That is for the person who likes a higher end product. I'm debating if I should print 16 by 20 lithographs. You have to remember there's a lot of expense involved in a project like this. Just to print lithographs, a printer will not print any less than 1,000. It takes that many just to warm a machine up. So we're looking at, $5,000 just to do lithographs. So I'm still trying to figure out how we could, do this and keep it, how to raise money for that too. So I'm open to all suggestions if you know any printers that can give us, actually, is Baggio Graphics online?
Yes.